Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will have class number 3 in the series of classes called Purification of the Heart, and the title of the class is The Hardened Hearts. Inshallah, today we will continue to know about the different forms of the diseased hearts which are mentioned in the Quran, so that inshallah we can realize the importance of the purification of our hearts. Over the last 2 weeks, we learned about the following forms of the diseased hearts. Number 1, the unresponsive, arrogant hearts. Number 2, the hearts which are negligent of Allah's remembrance. And also we learned about the blind hearts last week. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the hearts that set on pleasure and the hardened hearts. First, we will learn about the hearts that set on pleasure. We will read from Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, verse number 1, 2, and 3. الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم وأصر النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Draws near for mankind their reckoning while they turn away in heedlessness. Comes not to them an abomination from their Lord as a recent revelation, but they listen to it while they play. With their hearts occupied, those who do wrong conceal their private counsels. Is this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than a human being like you? Will you submit to magic while you see it?
Okay. Sister, this has an opening that warns the careless people who are preoccupied with the worldly enjoyment while the reckoning draws ever closer to them. Signs and indicators are given to them. Actually, sisters, whenever you look around, you notice that there are people whom they become sick. There are a lot of accidents, hurricanes, tornadoes, all kinds of hardships and trials. They are all around us, but most of the people are careless and they continue to turn their backs on divine guidance. The test of the worldly life, death, resurrection are grave events, yet they remain unaware. Most of the people are unaware, you know, of the reality of the worldly life, and they are unaware that reckoning draws ever closer to them. So you may ask me, Sister Mona, what is the proof that most of the people are unaware? Okay? The proof, sister, is that whenever they receive the Quranic warning, they respond with a careless attitude. They persist in their playful negligence. Such people responded inappropriately to the Quranic revelations that are meant to be the constitution regulating human life and the code for human dealings. Again and again, sisters, you know, being Muslims means that we believe in the oneness of Allah. And we need a message and we need a constitution to regulate our life. The Quran is the constitution regulating human life. It is the code for human dealing. So we must be very serious regarding the message of the Quran. We must be actually believing that this is the message of my life. All the rules of my life, I will follow it from this book, because this is the message for me as a Muslim, as a believer in the oneness of Allah. Okay? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these three verses of the Quran is warning the Muslim that reckoning is becoming closer and closer. Still, most of the Muslims, they remain careless to it. So, actually, sister, this is a picture of the hearts that know no seriousness. They are never serious. Okay? They are just joking when the situation is serious and careless with what is divine. Okay? In spite of the fact that the reminder is the Quran. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us a reminder. Okay? It is sent from high, from Allah. Okay? The creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah is the one who is controlling our life. Allah is the one who will be the one actually to judge us on the day of judgment. All our life is related to Allah, and the Quran is the words of Allah, but still none is caring for the Quran. Okay? No respect whatsoever to the Quran. Okay? As a rule, the spirit which cares little or nothing for what is held as divine is a sick spirit. This is a sick spirit, because any logic spirit, okay, believing in the oneness of Allah, believing that Allah is the one controlling my life here and the hereafter, that spirit will be very serious regarding the rules of the Creator. But if we notice that most of the hearts are not serious, are careless, when you tell them, sisters, for example, you know, this is, you know, the issue which most of the sisters are caring for, try to live your marriage life as an act of worship for the sake of Allah. They say to you, no, I will not live as an act of worship for the sake of Allah. No, no, sister, this is very difficult for me. If my husband is good, I will be good. If my husband is not good, I will be the same. Yes, this is the sister what I can follow. But to live my life, marriage life, for example, this is one of the rules of the Quran, as an act of worship for the sake of Allah, this means that I obey my husband and I am kind to him and I am honest with him only for the sake of Allah and not for him. So whether he is good or bad for me, I will be the best wife for the sake of Allah. This is the rule of the Quran. No, sisters, we don't like it. It is not good. We will not follow it. Okay? This is the meaning of this, you know, hearts which Allah is mentioning here. Okay? No respect. If we respect the Quran, sisters, in reality, okay, we will follow its rules without any, with no hesitation. I will never be hesitant. When you tell me, sister Mona, life is a test and you must live it for the sake of Allah, I tell you, sister, yes, of course, because I respect the Quran. I am very serious. I realize these are the words of the Creator, Allah, the one who is controlling everything. Okay, sisters? So, actually, this life, okay, for those people whom they have these hearts, their life has no purpose. Okay, by contrast, the believers are very serious regarding the Lord of the Quran as they realize its importance. You know, sisters, this is a very important logic point, especially for Muslims in America and in the West. Most of the Muslims here are highly educated, and they are logic, and they are scientific, okay, and they use their minds. Okay, this is very good. So try to use your mind regarding the message of your Lord. Okay? If you believe in him, you must believe in his message. So you must be serious to follow it. If you are not serious to follow, you know, the message of your Lord, and you are careless as most of the people, as Allah is mentioning. You know, this is the fact which Allah is mentioning in the Quran, so that on the day of judgment, Allah will question, you know, the Muslims about these three verses of the Quran. Allah will question every Muslima whom she is careless regarding the rules of the Quran. And Allah knows she is believing in this rule or not. Allah will question her. Did you read these three verses of the Quran once in your life?
Did you realize that, you know, I mentioned about you in the Quran, and I mentioned that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will be actually questioned about them, and Allah knows how you will be judged on the Day of Judgment. Let us learn now a story which clarifies the reality of the believers and how they believe in the Quran and follow the Quran. A man called Amir ibn Rabi'ah, he was a righteous believer and a companion of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said that he once received a Bedouin guest. Okay. And he was very good with him, and he treated him in a very good way. Sometime later, that Bedouin called on him after having acquired a plot of land. That Bedouin man said to Amir, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, has given me a valley in a near place of the Arab land. I would like to give you a piece of it to be yours." Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave to that Bedouin man a valley, okay, near place of the Arab land. So that Bedouin man, he wants to give to Amir a piece of it, rewarding him for his kind treatment to him when he was visiting him. So Amir said to him, "I have no need for your gift." Amir refused the gift. So I want to ask you, sisters, why Amir refused the gift? Actually, I asked this question to my dearest sisters in the Arabic class last Thursday. And I told them, from our materialistic point of view, maybe Amir, if he is one of us, he doesn't want to have a piece of the land. Maybe he is looking for the whole valley. This is how we think nowadays, materialistic. Okay? When someone will give you a gift nowadays, and you refuse the gift, what will be the reason behind it? It must be a materialistic reason, because mostly we are materialistic people. Okay? This is the reality. Okay? Actually, Amir refused to have this gift because he said to him, "Today a surah has been revealed." This surah, it was revealed on that day, which leaves us unattached to all concerns of this life. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these verses of the Quran to Amir, Amir realized that, you know, he must not be having this kind of heart which is attached only to the worldly enjoyment. Okay? And also because the reckoning is very close. Okay, so he said to him, no, I don't want to be busy with the land. I want to be busy with, you know, my relation with my God, and also I want to prepare myself for the reckoning. Okay, sisters, so actually this is the difference between the living heart, which interacts with what it received from his Lord, from the Quran, and from the dead heart, which wastes his life in a shroud of jest, fun, and play. The latter type doesn't respond to reminders because it is devoid of the elements of life. Again and again, sisters, you know, we always consider that the best life is the materialistic life. When you tell me, "Sister Mona, what is the best time of your life?" I tell you, the best time of my life when I was graduated from Faculty of Medicine, and when I have the best job, and when I married my husband, and when I start to earn a big amount of money, and when I have this Mercedes car. This is the best time. We never say the best time of my life when I start to be connected to the Quran. The best time of my life when I know the truth about the worldly life. The best time of my life when I decide to follow the right path. The best time of my life when I have the Quran as the constitution of my life. This is not our language, sisters. Unfortunately. Okay? And actually, sisters, you know, I need to clarify to you a very important fact, which is a reality. In my life, I was a pediatrician, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. And my husband also is a physician, alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows on us a lot of blessings. But through my life, I learned that the best blessing in this life is the belief in the oneness of Allah. The best and the real blessing in this life is to have Allah as your Lord, very close to you, taking care of you, supporting you, to live this life with Allah, the One. This is the best blessing in this life, because the materialistic issues will give you some time of happiness, but this is not the real happiness. Okay? The real happiness is according to Him. This is Allah. He made the happiness through Him, not through the materialistic issues. So we must, actually every one of us must ask herself the following questions, which I will mention to you now, so that we get the benefit of the Qur'an. Okay? As believers in the oneness of Allah, we want the Qur'an to touch our hearts. We want the Qur'an to have a rule in our life. We want to have the best manners. We want to have the best values. We want to be the best people. We want our families to be successful. We want to feel the tranquility and the mental peace. And no one knows how we can reach these goals. Okay, we will learn how we can reach these goals, inshallah, in this class. And the first question for every one of us is, what is your goal of your life? Whether you consider life as a test, as it is mentioned in the Quran, where you must worship Allah in every saying and action, so that you are the true believer in His oneness. Worshipping Allah in everything and action, sister, means that I do or I say for the sake of Allah. And I am looking for the reward from Allah. And I want to please Allah. For example, as I am mentioning, my relation with my husband. Okay? For the sake of Allah. And the reward is from Allah, not from a human being. Because if you believe in the oneness of Allah, you will believe that human beings doesn't, none of the human beings have a will. The only will in this life, the only power is Allah. So, when I do any action, it is for the sake of the only power. It is not for the sake of the human beings whom they are only handful of dust. Every one of us is handful of dust. This is the reality. It will happen today or any day. But in one day, at any time, every one of us will be a handful of dust. And the only alive is Allah, the One, the only power, the only will. So I must believe that this life is just a test. And to succeed the test, I must live according to the rules of the One who creates the life and controls it. Allah, the most merciful, He guided us to live the life for His sake so that we will be the best human being. When I will live my marriage as an act of worship to Allah, I will be the best wife. All the time, whether my husband is appreciating or not, nice or not, whatever or not, I am the best wife. I will be the best mother for the sake of Allah, because I am not looking for a reward from the human being. My actions will not change according to how the human beings are treating me. Human beings are out of the equation because they don't have a power, they don't have a will, they cannot reward me. The only one who can reward me is Allah. This is, sister, the reality of the logic thinking. If you feel that you are a logic human being and you have a mind and you can comprehend, okay, try to question yourself, why I have to care for the human being? They are like me. They don't have any power or will, and the proof is around us. The signs of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all around. So, I must consider my life as a test, and I live it according to the rules of Allah. And at that moment, sister, Allah will shower you with His mercy. So you will be the human being whom the only one, maybe, whom you feel the tranquility, the mental peace, you never worry, you are never sad, your psychological condition is always stable. All praise to Allah. Why? Because you are following the right path, because you are believing in the real truth. Okay? This is what the spirit needs. The spirit is in need of the truth. I want to know, what is the truth? This is the truth. Allah is everything, we are nothing. So if I can connect with the everything in the proper way, He will shower me with all what I need. All praise to Allah. Okay, sister? So everyone must question herself. Okay, and this is actually the blessings of the belief. When I believe, I realize the reality. Then I become a stable human being. I understand everything. I realize that life is a test full of trials and hardships. No problem. This is the reality of the test, but I am not alone in the test. I have the one, the only power and will taking care of me, guiding me, supporting me. All praise to Allah. Okay, so everyone must question herself about her life. Do you think that this is the reality of life, or you consider life as fun, jest, and play? The second question for every one of us sisters is related to your response to the Quran. Whether it touches your heart, so you react to it and follow its commands, and it becomes the constitution of your life, or you are not touched by the words of Allah, so you are not serious regarding the Quran and its rules. You care little or nothing for it. Again, sisters, because most of you are revered sisters, I need to clarify to you a very important point regarding the Quran. The Quran is the cure and mercy over the earth. Unfortunately, many of the Muslims are busy, born Muslims are busy with the worldly life. So they cannot prove that reality to the convert sisters or to non-Muslims, okay? But this is not, you know, what you have to care for. You have to reach the words of Allah, not through the Muslims, okay? Not through the Muslims, because everyone will be questioned about his deeds, okay, in this life. So if I am a believer in the oneness of Allah, I have to be connected with the words of Allah. I am not supposed to say most of the Muslims are not praying the proper prayer. Most of them are not saying the truth. Most of them are not following the Quran. So why, as a convert sister or revered sister, I will be the one to have this responsibility? Why I will be serious with the Quran in spite of the fact that those Arabic-speaking Muslims are not serious with the Quran? This is none of my problem. This is not part of my business. Sisters, you are losing, you know, the main blessings of being a Muslim. Okay, being a Muslim, being a believer means that you will be connected to Allah through His words. This is, sisters, actually, and Allah will question me on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. The only cure and the only mercy on the earth is through this book. When you try to reach the Quran, believing that these are the words of Allah, oh Allah, I am in need of you. Oh Allah, I am a weak human being. Oh Allah, this life is a test. I am alone. None can change anything except you. Allah will make the Quran to be very close to you. Then you will start to feel the words of the Quran. Then you will feel the effect of the Quran in your life. Gradually, you will become more closer to Allah. And you will be the one looking for obeying the commands of the Quran. And at that moment, all your life will be changed. You will start to feel the real happiness. You will start to feel the real mental peace. You will start to feel, you know, the reality of the life. Then your actions and your attitude will change. If anyone will come and make for you any problem, you will never respond. And you will not be angry. Because you know the truth. This is a test. Okay? Suppose you are very kind with your husband or with your kids and they are not the same. You will never be angry. And you will never stop to be kind. Why? Because now you are connected with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supporting you to be always the best human being. Because Allah wants you to be the best human being. Because you are a true believer in His oneness and you have the intention to obey Him. So sister, this is what we are supposed to have from the Quran. To be the guide. The source of guidance, to be the source of cure. And believe me, sisters, whenever I'm upset, whenever I have a trial, whenever I have a hardship, and my husband and my daughters will tell me what you are in need of, I will tell them I am in need of the Quran and I want to stay with the Quran alone for 1 hour. When I start to sit with the Quran alone and I start to read the Quran from the depths of my heart, believe me, sisters, I feel totally different because I am connected with the power. I am connected with Allah. I am not connected with the human beings. They are helpless like me. They cannot make anything. We are all in the same problem. But because all praise to Allah, I know, you know, the way to get out of the hardship is through the connection with the power. Allah, whenever you will connect with Him, seriously, as it is mentioned, not just to connect to read the Quran, you know, without attention. When you connect with Allah, with the intention that, oh Allah, I am a believer and I am in need of you, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with His mercy. Then you will start to feel that, inshallah, there is a solution. Inshallah, everything will be alright. The problem is not so big. You will feel a total change in your situation, you know, or in your psychological condition. And this is the cure of the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send for you a dose of patience. Okay, this dose of patience is very important at the time of trials and hardships. It will help you, you know, not to be affected and not to be damaged by the hardship or the trial. Even it will make you to be more strong after the hardship. So again and again, sister, it is the Quran, which everyone must try to come to the Quran with the belief that these are the words of Allah. I am very serious. I care a lot. This is the best from me, O Allah, when I will be with your book. And be sure, inshallah, sister, that you will feel the Quran totally different. And your heart will change gradually. After some time, you will feel that you are a different person. But I didn't do anything. I just come close to the Quran. It is not through the scholars. It is not through attending lectures. No, sisters. It is through your serious and your serious connection with the Quran. Come to the Quran showing to Allah that you are in great need, that you are helpless. Okay? And inshallah, Allah will make you to have the believing hearts, inshallah. Number three, the third question which everyone must question herself, sister, is that related to her belief regarding the reckoning. Are you in reality believing in resurrection? Are you believing in the Day of Judgment? Because you cannot be a believer in Islam except when you believe, you know, in Allah, His angels, His messengers, the decree of Allah, and the Day of Judgment. Allah malaikatu, and the books. Allah, His books, His messenger, His angels, the Day of Judgment, and the decree, the good and the bad. If you are not a true believer in the Day of Judgment, sister, this means that you need to revise your belief in Allah. Okay? And again, sisters, to believe in the Day of Judgment is a very logic belief. Okay? Because when you look around, you will notice that there are people whom they are very rich and they are very poor. They are healthy. They are sick. They are people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered them with a lot of blessings. And there are people whom they don't have anything. So it cannot be the end of the life. Okay, there must be another life. The continuation of this life. Okay, where everything will be in the proper. This life, there is no, you know, not everything is in the proper shape in this life. But in the continuation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everything, you know, for us to be, this is how it has to be. Okay? The good people will be rewarded. The bad people will be punished. So there must be a continuation for this life. It cannot be the end. This life cannot be the end. The good people are having hard time. The bad people are the one on the top. This is not the end. And no one can accept this as the end of life. So believe in the Day of Judgment, okay? It must be from your belief in Allah and also your logic thinking. So you must always check your belief regarding the reckoning and the day of judgment. According to the answers, we can realize the reality of our faith, and whether we have a believing heart or a diseased heart which needs the cure, which inshallah we will learn it with the classes. Unfortunately, sisters, this is a notice which I have to mention it to you. When we look around, we will notice that the majority of the people are having the worldly life as their main concern, which they try to live it as fun and enjoyment. As regarding the Quran and its rules, they don't have much time to learn or to comprehend. So they are not touched by it, and it has a very minor role in their life. Okay, this is the case of the people whom they were mentioned in the surah which we just read, surah number 21, verse number 1, 2, and 3. This is the case of the diseased hearts. Now we will learn another form of the diseased hearts which are mentioned in the Quran. These are the hardened hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these hearts in many verses of the Quran. I need to clarify to you one fact. Those whom their hearts are not touched by the Quran, gradually they will have the hardened hearts. Okay? So that you know the link between these two hearts. If I live my life, okay, as a Muslim, for 5 years, I am not praying, I am not reciting the Quran, I am not practicing any rules of the Quran, I believe that life is fun and enjoyment, gradually I will have the hardened heart. Okay, Allah mentioned these hearts in many verses, and we will start from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 74.
الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم قسى قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون.
Then after that your hearts were hardened and became as stones or even worse in hardness. And indeed there are stones out of which rivers gush forth, and indeed there are of them stones which split asunder so that water flows from them. And indeed there are of them stones which fall down for fear of Allah, and Allah is not unaware of what you do.
I lecture about a cardiologist, a very famous cardiologist. And this cardiologist is talking about, you know, heart diseases and why the diseases have increased. And one of the points that he made, and he was not talking about the religious perspective, but I thought it was interesting and related to what you mentioned, you know, a minute ago. And he said that arrogance, anger, hate, and cynicism cause unhappy hearts. And he say unhappy hearts. And he say a heart that is happy, that means with full of forgiveness, love, and compassion, is a happy heart. And he say that unhappy hearts are the ones that are more propense to have a heart attack and cardiac diseases. And you know, it's interesting because these hearts, arrogant, with angry and hate and cynicism, they may hurt other people. But when I think about the cardiology, by hurting others, they are hurting themselves because they will have an unhappy heart.
Yes.
That will lead to cardiac diseases.
Yes, and also, you know, Romelia, they are also hurting themselves by depriving themselves from the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Because, you know, we will read now from Surah number 13, verse number 28, a very important Quranic rule which everyone must realize, so that inshallah we will always have the kind hearts, the motivation for the having the kind hearts. Surah number 13, verse number 28. This is Surah number 13, verse number 28, which every believer actually must always remember. Allah said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Those who believed and those hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest.
And actually, the word rest also is not exactly the Arabic word, okay, related to tatma'in. The Arabic word has more wide meaning. It means tranquility, it means mental peace, it means reassurance. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that your heart will only find or feel or live the reassurance, the mental peace and the tranquility through the connection with Allah. Remembrance of Allah is the recitation of the Quran, okay, while you are very serious, not just to make the music of the Quran, which is called tagweed. Okay, the remembrance of Allah through the Quran means that to realize the meaning of the message and to have the intention to follow it. All to mention the name of Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Okay, whatever source of, or to pray or to do dua to Allah, whatever connection with Allah, whenever you are connected with Allah, you have the source of tranquility, peace and reassurance. So those whom they have the hardened hearts, okay, they actually deprive themselves from the source of reassurance and tranquility because they are not connected to Allah. They are arrogant. They are powerful. They are not in need. They don't care for the Quran. They are careless for the Quran. And they think that, you know, they can harm other people because they are very powerful. But in reality, they are the true losers because they harm themselves and they never feel the tranquility or the mental peace in spite of the fact they may have everything in the worldly life. But Allah, the most merciful, Allah is the one who has the wisdom. Allah link the tranquility and the peace and the reassurance to the connection with Him. You cannot have these three, mental peace, tranquility and reassurance, except through the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone must realize this fact, sisters, so that we always try to have our hearts connected to Allah. We all the time are concerned highly about, in reality, I am connected to Allah, my heart is soft, my heart is kind, my heart is believing, or I have the blind, the arrogant, the hardened heart. Okay? So actually, those people, number one, they actually harm themselves by being disconnected with Allah. The second problem is that they don't believe in the rules of the Quran. So they are never kind with the people around them. They never treat the people around them in a good way. And also, they never fulfill the trust for other people. For example, suppose I am a wife and I have the hardened heart. So when someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, please try to treat your husband in a kind way because actually this is the trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I tell you, no, I don't care about these rules at all. I will treat him according to how he is treating me. If he is nice, obeying me, respecting me, I treat him in a good way. So that person never fulfilled her trust, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question her about on the day of judgment. Also, she is never kind, she is never forgiving, she is never helping. Actually, those people, in reality, their hearts are dead, to tell you the truth. Yes, because we are not animals. We are not created to eat, to drink, to fight, to have clothes, to do shopping, okay, to have qualifications, and that's it. Materialistic only. No, we are human being. We are the best creature on the earth because of our spirits, because of our hearts, because of our rule on the earth. Okay? This rule, I will have it when I am connected with the Lord of the heavens and the earth. But when I disconnect with Him, I will be just like the animal. Okay? These facts, sister, must be clear to everyone who is having a lot of wealth or a good qualification or a good family, but still never happy, never satisfied, never content because of the state of, because of the condition of your heart. Okay? The hardened hearts are also mentioned in the following verses of the Quran, which you will learn it in details. We need sister to know about these forms of the diseased heart so that inshallah when we will start gradually to learn about the diseases of the hearts, everyone will have the motivation to know the disease and to know the cure, so that I will not be from those whom they have the blind hearts or the hardened hearts or the arrogant hearts, because those people, actually, their hearts are not alive. We will now read from Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, verse number 22, to know about more and more about the hardened heart.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An sharaha Allahu sadrahu lil-Islam, fahuwa ala nurin min Rabbih. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
His heart Allah has opened to Islam so that he is in the light from his Lord, so woe to those whose hearts are hardened against remembrance of Allah. They are in plain error.
Okay, so this is the hardened hearts which we are learning about. We must know, sister, that Allah bestows a reminder, the Quran, which is received by the hearts that are alive. So they react to it and live according to it, its rules, as they believed in it. When you believe in the Quran, when it touches your heart, you will live your life according to the rules of the Quran. You will have a live heart. By contrast, hardened hearts receive the Quran like a rock. Okay, because they are hardened like a rock, they cannot react to it as it doesn't reach their hardened hearts. Because they have hard hearts, the Quran never reached these hearts, so they never react to it or believe in it. They have dead hearts. As a rule, sister, we must believe that Allah opens to Islam those hearts that He knows that they are good. So when you are a convert sister or a revert sister, you must believe that Allah chooses you to become a Muslim because Allah knows that your heart is a good one. These hearts receive the light of Islam. So they shine and radiate. When you learn the rules of the Quran and you live your life according to its rules, your heart will shine and radiate. As for those whom they have the hardened hearts, they reject the belief and they are dark and lifeless. Now we will learn more about the hardened hearts. We will read from Surah number 57, verse number 16 and 17.
الرحيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
Has not the time come for the hearts of who believe to be affected by Allah's reminder and that which has been revealed of the truth, lest they become as those who received the scriptures and the Injil and the term and the Injil before and the term who was prolonged for them, and so their hearts were hardened, and many of them were fasiqun. Known that Allah gives life to the earth after its death. Indeed, we have made clear the ayah to you, if you but understand.
This remonstration by Allah, the most merciful, urges a complete response from the believer's hearts. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is urging the believer for a complete response. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for the believers His messenger, calling on them to believe. Allah granted him revelations that are sure to take them out of darkness into light. He has also shown them enlightening signs in the universe around them and in all His creation. So the believers should feel affected by the Quran, and also they must receive it and obey the Quran with total submission, because it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses of the Quran is urging. Allah is encouraging the believers, okay, to show full response to the verses of the Quran, and then Allah is warning them against negligence of the Quran. Allah is telling them how the hearts which are hardened, they never respond to the Quran or to the remembrance of Allah. Actually, sisters, you must know something, or you must know a fact. When hearts harden, all they produce is sin and disobedience. Why? Because when the hearts harden, this means that they are not touched at all by the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what they do or what they produce is only sin and disobedience. Okay? And there is a very important fact regarding the human heart. Okay? The human heart is subject to quick changes. Okay? And it easily forgets. What is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is that when your heart is connected to Allah and connected to the words of the Allah and to the Quran, it will brighten up. It will become like a ray of light spreading life. But should your heart stay long without remembrance of Allah or without reminders, it becomes hardened and it loses its light. Therefore, human hearts require constant reminders, and these classes are the reminders. Okay, sisters, if everyone will say, I know Allah, I know the belief, I am very good, this is wrong theory. Because according to the rules of the Quran and to the rules of Allah, we need continuous reminders. So that we remain having our hearts soft and enlightened. In conclusion, every believer must be alert so as not to have a hardened heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending in verse number 17 a glad tiding. That glad tiding is that if your heart becomes hardened, okay, you must not feel desperate from Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring your heart back to life, so long you have the intention to become again close to Allah and to close to His revelation. Sisters, we will learn more and more about the hardened hearts from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 42 and 43. And again, sisters, Allah is mentioning to us about the hardened hearts many times in the Quran, because these verses of the Quran are reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us regarding the importance of having soft hearts, that is to say, hearts that are linked to the Quran. So now we will know from Surah number 6, verse number 42 and 43 about the hardened hearts. Inshallah, in these classes, I am trying to cover all the verses of the Quran which are related to the topic, so that you get the benefit of knowing the Quran, the rules of the Quran, the meaning of the message, and also you get the benefit of the reward of every letter of the Quran. When you read one letter of the Quran, in Arabic you have 10 good deeds. Allah knows how He will reward those whom they read in other languages. But whenever you read the Quran, you must know that you are rewarded. All praise to Allah. So the more we recite from the Quran in the class, basically you are rewarded, you know, for attending, and you are rewarded from the letters of the Quran which we are reciting in the class. Inshallah. Okay, so now inshallah we will read Surah number 6, verse number 42 and 43. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قصت قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون.
Verily, we sent to many nations before you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we seized them with extreme poverty and loss in health so that they might humble themselves. When our torment reached them, why then did they not humble themselves? But their hearts became hardened, and shaitan made fair seeming to them that which they used to do.
Allah, the Most Merciful, sent messengers to people to guide them to the right path. But these communities, the previous communities, they rejected these messages. Allah then tested them with hardship and tribute and trials that involved their lives, their properties, and their general situation, so that they might awake to the truth. He wanted them to examine their situation, whether the hardship have promoted them to appeal to Allah in all humility, and it helped them to get rid of their arrogance. Had they done so, Allah would certainly have opened the gates of His mercy to them. So again, sister, this is a very important rule from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the messenger, or Allah sent the messengers, okay, to the previous nations to guide them to the right path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them with hardship and trials, okay, different forms of hardship and trials, because Allah wants them to wake up for the truth, that is to say, they believe in His oneness, okay. So when the hardship will make the people to realize that Allah is the only Lord, when they will actually try to get rid of their arrogance, this means that they get the benefit of the test of the hardship and trials. Accordingly, Allah will make for them an outlet from these hardships and trials. But when the hardship didn't soften their hardened hearts, okay, and the people continue to be arrogant and not believing in Allah because they are following shaitan, okay, Allah will punish them and Allah will destroy them totally. Allah will vanish them. Okay, this is a Quranic rule which was applied to the previous nations, and it is applied until the Day of Judgment, and it is applied to every human being who is having a hardened heart in his own private life. Okay? If I am a human being having a hardened heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am a Muslimah, send for me the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send for me a sister to tell me, Sister Mona, remember Allah. Sister Mona, don't be arrogant. Sister Mona, come to attend the class. Sister Mona, try to remember Allah. Allah will send for me reminders. But I still have my hardened heart and I never respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send for me trials and hardships. Okay? Not up till now, not to punish me. This is the warning. Allah is warning me that I must forget about this arrogance and I must actually forget about being careless about the Quran, and I must change my attitude and respond to the Quran and follow its rules. If I will do so, okay, and I will respond, Allah will make for me the outlet from the hardship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. But if the trials and the hardships never make me to forget about my arrogance and my disobedience, this is a sign that I am about to be totally damaged. Very soon. How? Why? When? Only Allah knows. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a true example in the Quran for those whom they have the hardened hearts, and how Allah sent for them warning after warning, trial after hardship, to warn them to forget about arrogance and to change their hardened hearts, but they refused. So Allah damaged them totally. Okay? If we want to know about those people, we will read now from Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse from 130 to 137.
My situation, very bad. Alhamdulillah, because it's by Allah. But for the past year, I, from every angle, my cousin diagnosed with liver cancer. Same time, she was dying. She died already. My mother diagnosed with liver disease. Same time, my husband deceived me. 9 years, deceived me very bad. Same time, almost losing my job because company is buying every angle. What am I doing wrong? Who am I going to go to? Nobody can help me. Nobody. Not my family. Nobody can help me. They're sick, they're leaving, it doesn't matter. So I say, okay, well, I need to change. I'm already going to class, do salat, but I need more. I need to do more, and I cry only to Allah. Only to Him. Every night I used to wake up crying. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do nothing, because every time I have problems. Where am I going to get the tranquility? So at the same time, I'm going to classes when I have time, but my mind is always busy with all the problems. You know, at the same time I meet Sister Venencia. By chance, I don't know, one time I went to your class, way over there, I never go over there. And by Allah, you know, she will always come, hey, let's do this together. She was, during Ramadan, you know, always she'd bring, I was very sad, she didn't know my problems. But her company, always come, if I was very sad and I would forget something, her company, you know, let's do this, don't worry, let's do salat, let's go here. Alhamdulillah. And also myself, I got more close to the Quran. Only pray to Allah. Only cry to Allah. Only ask Allah. By Allah. Not, the problems haven't finished. Alhamdulillah. But myself, I am okay. I know Allah will... It's okay because I feel close to Him. Because I cry to Him. Because I tell Alhamdulillah. And now somebody tells me, oh, this is happening. Oh, inshallah, the best will have happened to me. Allah will make it easy for me. And all I can do is just pray to Him, cry to Him, ask Him. But before, every 2 hours I would wake up crying. Is this real? This is not real. This cannot be all of this happening to me. Why? Every 2 hours wake up from my sleep. Now, alhamdulillah, any problem?
Your heart is changed from the hardened heart to the soft heart. You are close to Allah.
Now I'm close. Now I feel.
Alhamdulillah.
Now before I didn't wear hijab, you know, because where I work. I'm scared, you know. I work in the airline business. I'm scared, you say, Muslim. I know. I said, you know what? But I felt it before, you know. The more you read Quran, the more you fear from Allah, the more you love Allah. You want to wear it. I came to the point where I would pray. I would feel like Allah is not listening to me because I'm not doing the simple things.
Very good.
Very simple things. Wear hijab. Wear the way Allah tells you. How am I going to ask Allah, help me, protect me, be with me, if I do not wear a simple thing? I said, okay, I have to. I cannot pray to my God. I cannot. So I wear hijab. I went to work. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And my family before. My family always joke. Always, come on, why you wear this? Oh, you're not those people. All the time. I couldn't visit my aunt without her crying. Don't wear this. Now, alhamdulillah, they see me. Okay, come, you look beautiful today. Alhamdulillah. By Allah though, by Allah. Haven't changed, you know, but Allah changed them.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So, you know, you get the benefit of the hardship and trials. Okay, alhamdulillah, your heart. Inshallah, sisters, we will continue the class about the hardened heart next week, inshallah, and now we will make the dua.